I'm really amazed. I am shocked. I am surprised that the police commissioner, Gary Bhatti, has acted outside of the provisions of engagement of a foreign force that has not been sanctioned by Parliament, nor Security Council, nor National Executive Council. He has acted outside of his jurisdictions, period. He has no authorization to engage a foreign element without proper approval by Parliament or by relevant organization, which is chaired by the Security Council, to engage those people. And clearly, the level of amount of money involved and the lack of rules of engagement, lack of public information has made this whole deal illegal and unconstitutional.
What do you think should be done about it?
I think the government should immediately suspend Commissioner Bhatti. The fact that he has even authorized a foreign element to carry weapons on the streets has authorized an element to act illegally. I think he should be suspended and removed as Commissioner for Police immediately. And this whole engagement of a foreign element investigated. First thing. Secondly, why didn't Gary Bhatti get directions and cooperation from the Defense Force and the Security Council so that the proper channel, which is using established so far, status of force agreement by established armies and police force in Australia, New Zealand or America, so that both countries are involved. This is a private arrangement with the commissioner and a private security company which has no jurisdictions whatsoever to behave as security forces or whatever description that they have. This is a commercial arrangement and therefore it falls under the engagement of what is commonly known as mercenaries. And I classify those elements from whichever country that they're in, the country are considered as mercenaries.
You of course, had some experience with the use of mercenaries some years ago in the Sandline crisis. This isn't comparable with that, though, and these people are here apparently for training for the PNG police, and people agree that the training is needed.
Yeah, training is needed, but the fact that the commissioner did not use the proper channel, he is not the authority. He only gets authority approval from the cabinet and National Security Council, and he didn't do so.
He did say that he has consulted with the NEC. He has passed this to higher authorities.
Where is the documentation? Where is the approval? He's acting independently. He's just trying to cover himself. The whole arrangement is done unconstitutionally and illegally.
Has there been much response from people at the sight of these expatriates with guns on the streets?
Well, people are amazed. I mean, social media tells it all. People are amazed as to how foreign elements can come in and carry guns to do police and military duties.
Do you think it's likely that the commissioner will be charged with a crime?
Well, it's up to the caretaker of government to look at this issue seriously, because it is highly illegal. It is very, very suspicious. And as former commander, I'm really concerned about the way the commissioner has engaged himself into this deal.